All right, I just had a thought I wanted to get on here. I know we have a lot of new members, and I've done videos over the past year and a half to try to help you guys better understand the things that more seasoned veteran officers know, and even the veteran guys learn a lot from this. Myself, I continue to learn from all of you in the group. I'm not sitting here telling you that I am some all-knowing person. I just want to pass on some info so you guys go out. Let me just fix my collar right there. And do the job a little better. Now, there is one principle that is really a core principle of street cop training, and that is when you are compelling identification from somebody or asking somebody for their ID, and they're an adult, especially over the age of 18, maybe at 18 is kind of like that weird little area where you might have somebody who doesn't know this, but if you're dealing with an adult, even clearly one that maybe looks like they've had experience in the criminal justice system, when you hear these magic words of, I don't know my social security number, you more than likely have somebody who has a warrant for their arrest. So what does that mean? Go through the processes, try to figure out who they are, run them on the information they gave you. But you guys got to get familiar with what you're allowed to do and what you can and can't do in your state when it comes to compelling identification and effecting a lawful arrest when you have somebody who you believe is hindering the apprehension for their arrest. Now, this video is not about me going into the details and the schematics of what situations are. We'll go into that later on. But just know that when you're on patrol again or in your functions as a police officer, whatever division you're in, and you hear the words when you say to somebody, hey, man, or hey, man, hey, woman, give me your what's social security number? And they say, I don't know my social. You more than likely have somebody with warrants. So the next time you hear those magic words of I don't know my social or I don't know it, you probably are in presence of somebody who is wanted by the police. The question is how are you going to approach that? Are you going to let criminals wanted criminals go? You may have some antagonistic people say things like, oh, they have a $100 seatbelt warrant. Don't worry about it. In all reality, we have shown plenty of examples in the past in this group and in the course where some younger police officers knew some tactics they learned in the two-day course and were able to apprehend some pretty sizable criminals. I mean, people wanted for 20 years, 22 years by the by the U.S. Marshal Service and wanted for murder. And guys, they're out there. Like, they're not just going to be a $100 seatbelt warrant. Don't listen to the antagonistic naysayers. You know, we are responsible. And you have the duty and you have the ability to get these people off the street and brought to justice. And let me tell you something. Maybe you don't feel like a $75 seatbelt warrant or a $250 seatbelt warrant is a good day at work. But you know what? You got to swing and you got to hit. So a lot of times it's going to be a single, but then be a grand slam home run here or there. Let me tell you something. Bringing a murderer to justice or bringing somebody who's a rapist to justice because you knew what you were doing and you were good at your job. And you understood the tactics of somebody who's trying to hide out from underneath you. And they're providing false information and false identification. You can't find them in your computer. That's a good day at work. I know everybody wants a kilo of cocaine and 4 pounds of weed and 100 pounds of weed and a handgun. That's good too, but don't discount your ability to take a real dangerous person off the street. So with that being said, hopefully that brought you some value. I definitely will be here tomorrow and give you guys some more videos. If there's something I could do for you, need something addressed, let me know. I'll take care of it.